USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A massive tornado striking the Nashville, Tennessee area overnight. The Metro Nashville Police Department says at least two people have been killed from it. The National Weather Service says the tornado was on the ground at 12:55 local time this morning. More details as they become available. Super Tuesday is here. Voters in 14 states heading to the polls today. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders expected to do well. Former VP Joe Biden now has new momentum after a big win in Saturday's South Carolina primary. Meanwhile, Amy Klobuchar has dropped out of the race, throwing her support to Joe Biden. She made the announcement at a rally last night.
Today, I am ending my campaign and endorsing Joe Biden for president.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Longtime MSNBC host Chris Matthews is calling it quits. The hardball host announcing his retirement on the air last evening. It comes after criticisms recently over comments he made about Bernie Sanders and remarks he made to some female co-workers, the 74-year-old noting that it's clear that compliments about women's appearances that many people, including himself, thought were still okay, were not okay and never were. Matthews hosted Hardball since 1997. A California man convicted of cyber-stalking families of victims of a Florida mass shooting will be spending 5 years in prison. Brandon Fleury was sentenced yesterday to federal prison. The 22-year-old targeted families and friends of the Parkland High School shooting in Florida. Prosecutors say he used aliases that included the accused Parkland shooter and serial killer Ted Bundy. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Pope Francis still feeling under the weather, apparently, but not suffering from anything more serious than a cold. An Italian newspaper is reporting today that the head of the Roman Catholic Church has been given a test for coronavirus, but it came back negative. That word coming just days after the pontiff announced that he was skipping a Lent retreat for the first time since his election, and he also called off most of his public schedule last week. Facebook is pulling out of South by Southwest this year. The annual festival in Austin, Texas, brings together some of the biggest names in tech and music and film. But coronavirus fears are having a serious impact on would-be attendees. Monday's confirmation of Facebook's no-show plan, coming after Twitter announced over the weekend, it's also skipping the event. The event is set to run from Friday, the 13th of March, through the 22nd. And game show host Alex Trebek is lending his hand to the Los Angeles homeless crisis. The Jeopardy host donating $100,000 to the Hope of the Valley Rescue Mission, a nonprofit that's dedicated to prevention, reduction, and elimination of poverty, hunger, and homelessness. The nonprofit provides nearly 290,000 meals and 93,000 nights of safe shelter every year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.